USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Thousands are stranded at the airport on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and many more are in the dark as winter weather hits the eastern United States. FlightAware saying more than 2,600 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been delayed or canceled. Thousands are without power in states from Maine all the way to Georgia. Events being held across America today honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. Carol Swain says MLK changed lives for so many Americans.
If you look at this moment we're in today with race relations, if people would go back, listen to, read the I Have a Dream speech, you can see that Dr. King preached a message that is so applicable today, and he would be appalled by the racism that's coming from the political left.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Americans' political party preference during 2021 shifted from Democrat to Republican in the largest move since Gallup began regularly measuring party identification and leaning in 1991. Democrats went from a 9 percentage point advantage in the first quarter of 2021 to a rare 5-point deficit to the GOP in the fourth quarter. A new survey of 12,000 respondents found that 47% of people now identify themselves as Republican and only 42% identify themselves as Democrats. SpaceX is preparing for another Starlink launch tonight. Forecasters saying weather conditions should be 70% in favor of a 7:26 p.m. Eastern Time launch. If successful, SpaceX will have completed its 35th launch to date for Starlink. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Investors are talking about what's going to be happening in 2022.
What's going to happen to money prices in 2022? The Federal Reserve has cut the bond buying program and assigned interest rate increases will soon follow. Commonwealth Financial Network CIO Brad McMillan on Fox News weighs in.
I think right now the markets are saying the Federal Reserve might well screw it up. You know, we're starting to see, we've seen long-term rates remain remarkably constrained given the expectations out there. I mean, it's not, is the Fed going to do, is going to tackle it, it's how much is the Fed going to do. And right now they're saying 4 rate hikes, maybe 5. So I think the Fed might screw it up, but right now I think the markets are still seeing growth. And when you look at how the Fed is attacking this, I think the markets are actually okay with the Fed getting ahead on inflation. So I think we've got some more cushion here, too.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The FDA is issuing a voluntary recall for more than 18,000 bags of peppermint flavor baking chips sold at Walmart's nationwide. Over the weekend, the FDA recalling 7-ounce bags of Lily's sweet peppermint flavor baking chips due to the presence of soy. Affected bags have an expiration date between January 24th and February 4th, 2022. Officials saying those with a soy allergy or sensitivity to soy should not consume this product. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.